series of events that led to you being in my car. Well, that's inconsequential. But I had an idea that this might be what happens tonight, so I dressed for the occasion. Subtly. Nothing overt. It's warm here, so I'm usually wearing a dress in the summer. And from a practical standpoint, I'm usually wearing shorts underneath. Because it does get windy here. But I decided to forego those shorts tonight. In favor of a little pair of lacy panties. They're kind of scratchy. I wouldn't miss them if they were taken off. It matches the bra I've got on, which honestly is quite a feat to find a bra that is sexy as hell. That is also something I can wear in real life. I have no idea the amount of hours I've put into finding something like this. But, yeah. We've just been out. We've had a beer. There's no end to the local breweries. And, I had a 20-ounce red ale. It was nothing special, but it was tasty. And then, I'm sure you remember, it was just a few minutes ago, really. I looked at you and asked you if you'd like to get into the back seat of my car. And let me suck your cock. I liked your facial expression. It's not the question you were anticipating. But it's the one I wanted to ask. So I did. And then you chugged the rest of that beer and it was time to go. I had parked in an out-of-the-way corner of the parking lot. No street lights. Nobody else parked around. And you... You put your hand on the passenger side front seat door, and I just looked at you over the car. Like, no. Sorry, dummy. Not the front seat. Yeah. I opened the driver's side rear door and got in. Shut the door behind me and waited. I didn't wait long. I didn't have to wait long. You got the hint and climbed back with me. I did reach forward to bring the front seats as far forward as they would go. May have given you a glimpse of my skirt at that time. I sure wasn't trying to hide anything, so I hope I did. I turned around, moved your knees toward the center line of the car, and reached up and tugged it down your pants. This is in a car. This is not the time to take my time. It's a time and a place. So, there was no coaxing there. You were already fully hard. By the time I got your pants off, Well, not off, just down to your knees. Reaching out, touching you. I felt your whole body stiffen. Not as hard as your cock, but close. It seems like it's been a while since you've been touched that way. Truth be told, it's been a while for me too. I've bent my head forward and buried it in the fold of your thigh where it meets your sack, and I've just inhaled your scent. We met directly after work, so I know you haven't showered in about 10 hours. And that's a good thing. A freshly showered smell is great, too, don't get me wrong, but there's something about the personal smell that'll accumulate over a day that I just... Turn my face a little bit. I dart my tongue out. I just lick your balls a little bit. Suck one into my mouth and then the other. You've got your cock on the side of my face. I'm looking up at you. You're looking down at me, and I can't tell who's enjoying it. A car just drove by. Headlights in. I think we both jumped. But I'm not going to let that distract me for too long. I've got my right hand at the base of your shaft and my tongue just on the top. The tip. Running my tongue over your ridge. Licking from base to tip. And then taking you in my mouth as far as I can on the first plunge. Yeah, it's been a while, but the one thing I didn't forget is how much this turns me on. Rush this. I want to savor you. You've told me before that you like some pressure around the base of your cock. So I keep that in mind. With my hand there, matching the movement of my mouth. Outstretched almost, so it reaches almost all the way down your shaft, pressing in on that sensitive bit on the way back up. You've got your hands in my hair, and I didn't even tell you that's what I wanted. You seem to have figured it out. Not pushing me down, but just defining the tempo that you need. And I'm taking your hint. Without saying a word, you're very communicative. I appreciate that. I want you to get what you need. Pace quickens. I would like to take my time, but this isn't the time or the place. It's just not. This is getting sucked off in a car. Quick and dirty, as they say. I can feel your thighs begin to tense as your pace quickens. You've got a handful of my hair at the back of my head. You're not forcing my throat, but you are guiding me. With my free hand, running it up your belly. Feeling that tension, that tightening, that quickening. And then your breathing gives you away. You can't keep a secret for shit. That breathing tells me you're about to come. And I'm right. There it is. You fill my mouth with that just all that sexy taste. It's better than I thought it would be. It won't shock you to know that I've wondered what you taste like. And now I know. I try to keep going a little bit, but you're pretty sensitive. And you kind of shoo me away from your cock. Move up for a kiss. In the dim light of the parking lot, I can see that you've got a dopey grin on your face, and I like it. It's great. And you're wasting no time. I'm reaching out, pulling up my dress, and discovering a pair of very wet panties. Very wet. Again, in the interest of time, we're not taking those off, but we are moving them to the side. You're sliding your fingers between my lips, and I'm just so swollen. From having given you head, swallowed you down. It's a pretty big turn on, you know. I've always loved it, but tonight I loved it more. Your fingers find my clit and it doesn't take much. So close already after giving you head. In your hands. I'm already starting to twitch. Tense my thighs. It's a frustration being in this car because I can't stretch out the way I like to. But we'll make do. Puts me over the edge, though, really. The fingers on the clit are a major component, don't get me wrong. But you have kissed my neck. You've bitten my ear. And with your free hand, you have a handful of hair again. That sends me right over the edge. And I'm coming home. And I'm somehow even more wet. That is not what I expected from this evening. Exactly, but it's not too far off track. It's time to go, though. We get put back together and out of the car, get back into the front seat. I drop you off at your car and you go home to your wife. I go home to my husband, wondering if I smell like sex or if it's just my imagination. But either way, you've given me